here with the gravy, Davey.
Davey.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Welcome to Say Yes to the Chef. Our guests today are from La Dame Escoffier, North Carolina chapter. And I'm Chef Janice Escott. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Taylor. Welcome to all of our guests today. We have a full house.
We do.
Just a little party in here, which will be a fun time. We'll introduce people as we go, so hopefully it won't be confusing to our listeners.
So Vivian Joyner is the president, and she's with us today from Sweet Potatoes Restaurant in Winston-Salem. And the vice president is Stephanie Tyson, and she is also from Sweet Potatoes Restaurant in Winston-Salem. Hello, how are you today?
Hi, how are y'all doing?
We're great. Good. How are y'all?
And so tell us about La Dame Escoffier, please.
Well, we're a relatively new, chapter, which I think it's been, this is our second year?
Yes.
And it's actually, North Carolina is very expansive, so we kind of travel a long way to meet. And it's pretty diverse and different, lots of cookbook authors and restaurant owners and just all sorts of parts of the industry, I think, are well represented in our chapter. And we're really excited about the work that we're doing and are about to do, I think. It's been a really good learning experience, I think.
I think so, too. La Dame's Escoffier, the international organization, is a philanthropic organization of women. And the North Carolina chapter is made up of women that come from the culinary industry in so many different ways, from cookbook authors to bloggers to food photographers to culinary bakers and you name it. If there's a piece of the industry, it is represented in North Carolina's chapter. We've, as Stephanie said, have only been in existence for just shy of 2 years, and we have made the commitment that we really want to try and grow the culinary scene of women and what we do across the country and across the state. And it's a way that we can help uplift each other, uplift young women that are coming into the industry, and kind of let them know and let the greater public know that the culinary industry is not for the weak of heart, not for the faint of heart. But it is a very rewarding industry. It's very gratifying, and we when we're not working really hard, we have a lot of fun.
Yes.
And I won't say I have a lot of fun while I'm working, but I truly, truly, at the depth of myself, and I think I speak for Stephanie as well, enjoy what we do and couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Well, La Dame's Escoffier is an international organization, but when you said 2 years, you were referring just to the North Carolina chapter. We've been around for 2 years. I'm a member as well. So, but the international chapter and the chapter itself started quite a while ago.
That's right. I guess it started
30-some years?
Yeah, I think in the 70s.
Back in the 70s, right. Early 70s.
Oh, gosh, that's more than 30.
And we have grown to, we just voted in a new chapter in South Florida. Mm-hmm. We've just grown to 39 chapters worldwide, which is a tremendous thing. Most of the chapters encompass a city. North Carolina's chapter is the full of the state. And so as we grow, I think we'll find ourselves with so many members that will segment out to different parts of the state. And there is And that's a wonderful thing, growth in business, growth in organization, and growth in the knowledge of what we do and why we do what we do is very important. And it's all in a philanthropic way, helping others, not just women, but helping others in need for a lot of different reasons.
So what is the difference then? You know, there are a lot of professional organizations, and there are other culinary professional organizations. So I would be curious about why La Dame's d'Escoffier is different and why maybe you were attracted to join that organization in particular. And before I even get there, La Dame's d'Escoffier is an invitation only.
It is an invitation only.
Organization, which makes it different than others right off from the bat. But what in particular, Stephanie, do you want to answer? What attracted you to La Dame's d'Escoffier?
Because it is... it was kind of cool. It is by invitation, and you do have to have some skin in the industry. So this is where age helps to have some sort of experience. And because these women from so many people that you know, and I thought it was it would be very an honor to be amongst that caliber of women in the industry, Carol Brock and Natalie Dupree. Okay, I thought she was just the coolest thing, and to be in that kind of company. I consider it an honor, and to see people in the industry, women in the industry, and hopefully have them be interested in joining us because of us, because of what we've done, collectively done in the industry. I think it's just... it's just been an honor so far, and we've met some really at the conferences that we've been to. We've met some outstanding women, and so it's just been an honor just to be a part of it.
Well, La Dame's d'Escoffier, so we do have a philanthropic point. We are trying to do something other than just help ourselves, which there's nothing wrong with that. I think women supporting each other is in itself a very good goal.
Absolutely,
but we have a philanthropic arm. And I know that there are a couple initiatives of things. One is called the Green Table Initiative. Vivian, do you have some notes on that? I think it is a sustainable. It's a program to encourage sustainable food and your connection between restaurants and schools and kitchens to
and farmers markets and CSAs to kind of bring that nutrition.
That's Nancy McDermott that you hear.
And I think Green Tables also includes a kids' education. I think those, you know, that's a program that is sponsored by La Dame headquarters, and so they have, you know, if a given chapter wants to get out and get in the schools and do something about school gardening or nutrition or something, there's a lot of backup and resources for that. We're not, you know, we're just getting started, so we, you know, there are many things that we haven't taken on yet. And another initiative, I think, just in general, is supporting culinary education. So that's
because there are awards given to women with less experience in the culinary world, and they can come and work for a week by one of the La Dame's members and learn from that experience. So it really is, there are many other things that we do, and plus the global initiative.
You get the global initiative, the Green Table. You have scholarships that a lot of the different chapters work really hard, raising funds throughout the year to award scholarships to women who are interested in whether it's going to culinary school or whether it is a to visit a different area of the country or the world to learn and study a little bit more about that kind of culinary initiative. And so there's lots of opportunities for members of La Dame's to reach out beyond us and beyond just encouraging one another to help pull folks up, pull women up, and to introduce them or encourage them or push them to other areas of the culinary field.
Thanks. Well, that's a good stopping point. We do have to take a quick break. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. This is Say Yes to the Chef, and our guests are from La Dame's d'Escoffier. We will return in just a minute.
Have a banana, Hannah.
Hannah.
Try the salami, Tommy.
Oh, Tommy.
Here with the gravy, David.
David.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Welcome back to Say Yes to the Chef. I'm Kelly Taylor with my co-host Janice S. Scott. And if you just joined us, we are talking with quite a few amazing ladies in the culinary world in North Carolina. They're from La Dame's d'Escoffier, which is a relatively new chapter of an old organization that supports women in the culinary field and also has a very philanthropic arm to it as well. And today we're learning about what the organization is, as well as their first event that we're putting on. And so we've heard a little bit from Nancy McDermott, who is a local cookbook author and teacher, and she's going to share with us a little bit more about their very first event. Nancy, take it away.
Oh, we are so excited. You know, people in the food business, we want to cook, we want to share food, we want to sit down, we want to have a good time, and if there's music, that's all the better. So for our first fundraiser, our first, you know, activity as a group, it's on April the 6th, which is a Thursday, a couple of weeks out. It starts at 6:30 in the evening, and it's at the fabulous Root Cellar Cafe, which is one of my very favorite places in Chapel Hill to eat, to meet, to greet. It's a wonderful cafe. They've got a wood-fired pizza oven, sit-down service. It's also very popular, great coffee place. People meet and greet. Students do their homework. And there's wonderful takeout, food to go. It's the best candy supply for Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Both go shopping there with a big tote bag. That's part of my life. So the Root Cellar the Root Cellar does wonderful farm-to-table dinners when it's warmer weather. So I have a long history of going there and getting great eats. And chef owner Sarah Cooney is a founding member of La Dame, and she is hosting us for this first gathering. So it's on Thursday, April the 6th at 6:30, and it's a tasting menu. We've got seven members of La Dame who are chefs, cookbook authors, caterers. These are Spring Council of Mama Dip's Kitchen in Chapel Hill, Sarah Cooney, chef owner of the Root Cellar, Sandra Gutierrez, who's a cookbook author and cooking instructor, Rhonda Jones, chef owner and master baker of Chez Moi Bakery, and Jill Santalucia, who has catering works in Raleigh. Yours truly, I'm a cookbook author and cooking teacher, and Stephanie Tyson and Vivian Joyner, who are the chef owner front of the house of both Sweet Potatoes Restaurant and Miss Aura's Kitchen, soon to open in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So we seven are going to be cooking. They're going to be passed dishes. There's going to be tables. And one really fabulous, non-edible, but very festive and inspiring aspect is music. Our theme is regional North Carolina food, the foods of across the state. And our member, Susie Gott-Segaray, who is from Asheville, North Carolina, and one of the traveling the furthest. I don't think she's missed a meeting, even though she's got the furthest way to come. She is a member of a founding bluegrass family of Northwestern North Carolina. And she has gathered the Susie Gott-Segaray and the Appalachian Appetite, also known as the Kitchen Dudes. And that's an ensemble that she's put together, especially for this fundraising dinner. They've played all over the world. It's going to be magical bluegrass music, and they're going to be performing live throughout our event. So we'll have food from the mountains and from the ocean and from the Piedmont, and lots of tastes and lots of good times, music. There'll be wine, there'll be beer. It's going to be great. And you can get tickets by going to our website, www.ledamenc, that's LESDAMESNC.com. Tickets are $65 each. $30 of the ticket price is tax deductible. And this is a fundraiser with there'll be a benefit to the food shuttle.
Interfaith
Food Shuttle, which is based in Raleigh, and they do great work feeding hungry people. They've got a teaching program. They're just doing the good work that we really support. So we really hope we'll see you on April the 6th at the Root Cellar in Chapel Hill.
And Sarah, let's give the exact address of Root Cellar so that people will know exactly where it is.
The address is 750 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We are in the same shopping center as Flyleaf Books, Lucha Tigre, Sally Max, and Kitchen.
So we want to find out what we're going to get to eat, because really that's the most important thing.
So, nailed it.
It's not just for food, sorry.
Yes, I mean, that's why. So, Nancy, do you want to talk? So you're one of the chefs cooking.
I am.
So why don't you tell us what you're going to be preparing?
I will do that. I'm actually from, was born in Burlington, grew up in High Point, and I'm living in Chapel Hill now, so I'm kind of a Piedmont girl, but that's very well covered. So I decided to do two dishes from the eastern part of North Carolina, the Outer Banks. So I'm going to make Outer Bank style clam fritters, and they're going to be served with a sweet hot garlic sauce, which is not traditional. That's from my Thai cooking background. But the clam fritters are great. And then add a little spicy hot garlickiness. They're just going to be heavenly. That's going to be passed around when you get there. And I have to do dessert. So I'm doing an Ocracoke Island style fig cake, which is it's like a jam cake made with fig jam. Ocracoke is famous for their figs and fig preserves. And it will have a buttermilk buttercream icing.
Well, gotta have that icing on the top.
Yeah, no vegetables, but somebody else is gonna do vegetables.
Okay, and
is that in your book?
Yes, the
I saw that in the Southern Cakes.
That's in Southern Cakes.
That's a good book.
Yeah, it's a good cake. Spicy.
Nancy has a lot of books. Okay, Rhonda, we haven't heard from Rhonda yet. Rhonda Jones from Chez Moi Food Truck is here. And she's been with us before and managed to escape without talking very much. So today,
yes,
we are
really
going to hear more from her. And but what are you making for them?
I'm actually making a few of my signature items. I have a dessert food truck in Durham, and it travels throughout the Triangle area, a little bit into the Triad. And
it's green, right?
It is green.
Yep.
Green and brown. And
well, you gotta know what it looks like.
Sustainable as well. So green.
Yeah, it is green.
Absolutely. And my, three different cakes. So I will have a lemon cake with a light lemon glaze. There will also be a black cherry bourbon cake with walnuts. And then my actual signature cake is brown sugar vanilla rum cake. Ooh. And it actually has like a coating of brown sugar on the bottom to give you that extra little crunch.
So good.
I'm looking forward to that icing that you were talking about, but that may not make it to everyone else. But yeah, so those are my three different cakes that we plan on having at the event.
So I'm interested to see if the cake makes it out of the kitchen.
Yes.
We're going to need some security.
Yes, because we may try to pack everything up in the back. And
Sarah's going to have to watch us.
Yeah, exactly. You have to watch us, Sarah.
And Sarah Clooney, who we have heard briefly, just the address from. That's all we've heard from you yet. But you tell us what it is that you're making as well.
I'm actually a Yankee.
Oh,
so I have become a Southerner at heart since moving down here, and I am making a Mills Family Farm beef slider, local North Carolina beef, with a Chairwine barbecue, a house-made pimento cheese on a sweet potato biscuit.
That is really Southern for the Northerner.
Yep.
She's bringing
Southern
it. Bringing it.
And I'm also going to make a chicken liver taco. With a rhubarb and spicy pepper jelly and a spicy microgreens from a local farm, Open Door Farms outside of Hillsboro. I feel like tacos aren't really Southern, but we've become a very Hispanic, Latino state, and I feel like they should also be represented.
All right. And then, Stephanie, you want to tell us what you're making?
Yeah, I'm a pork fan.
You're here.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody wrote on our website that everything she makes has pork in it. That's not true.
Thank you.
But so I'm going to do pork. Three little pigs is what I call it. It's a pork tenderloin stuffed with North Carolina barbecue, wrapped in bacon.
Wow.
And so with a on a bed of what we call Alabama hot slaw.
Wow.
With a nice little spiky sauce to go with that, as well as we'll be doing something vegetarian friendly, which is a black eyed pea salad salsa, which will have some chips to go with that. That's reaching for me because it has no pork in it.
Well, we'll get back to that in just a second. But we do have to take another break. You're listening to Say Yes to the Chef on WCHL 97.9. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue the conversation when we get back. Thanks.
Have a banana, Hannah.
Hannah.
Try the salami, Tommy.
Oh, Tommy.
Here with the gravy, David.
David.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
This is Yes to the Chef. I am Chef Kelly Taylor with my wonderful co-host, Chef Janice Escott. And our guests today, which we're having a good time in here today. We have five guests
always
with us today. And all food people, so, it's a fun time in here. But we are talking about Les Dames Escoffier, which is a professional organization for women in culinary. And their very first, I should say our very first event, because I'm a member as well, which is coming up in April. So if you just joined us, we have Vivian Joyner and Stephanie Tyson. They're both from Sweet Potatoes in Winston-Salem and drove the farthest to get to us today to talk with us. Nancy McDermott, who is a local cookbook author who you've heard on our show before. I don't even know how many cookbooks you have now.
Oh, my goodness.
14.
Wow.
She's got a few. Rhonda Jones from Chez Moi Bakery, who we've had on before as well, and has the little green and brown food truck that you see driving around town. And Sarah Cooney from Root Cellar, who is the gracious host of our event that's happening in April. And when we left off, we were just talking about food because that was important.
And it's lunchtime.
And while we're recording, we're very hungry. So we're going to keep talking about food. And we just finished learning about Stephanie's pork and some pork and some more pork. It sounds delicious. And after we got off the air, we were like, is that going to make it out of there? So we don't know, but we promise we'll save you some if you come to the event.
And we have more items on the menu to talk about.
We still have a couple other chefs who couldn't join us today, but are cooking. So I think Nancy's going to fill us in on what they're making.
Yes. Two more temptations. And, of course, we'll keep giving you the place where you can get your tickets. Spring Council of Mama Dip's Kitchen. Her mom is the beloved icon, Mildred Council, of founding chef and glory of Mama Dip's. And she's representing their traditional Southern classic cuisine. She's doing fried chicken lollipops, a shrimp potato salad, because plain old potato salad, you know. This is a party, so she's lifting it up even higher. And a string bean salad. So there's those vegetables we need. So she's going to have like a North Carolina meat and three kind of plate with lots of goodies on it.
But a very different meat and three.
Exactly.
I'm waiting to see what a fried chicken lollipop looks like. Exactly.
Yes.
I'm more interested to know what it tastes like.
You will both have your wishes granted if you come on April the 6th at 6:30. And Sandra Gutierrez, who's a cookbook author and cooking teacher, is going to represent two of her books, the Latinx South, which is her area of expertise. She wrote The New Southern Latino Table, and that is about the similarities and new ways that Latino flavors are part of Southern cooking, and Southern cooking is part of the Latino world. And she also has a book called Empanadas, which is about the little, I'd call them hand pies. They're little handheld pastries, all kinds of pastry, wheat flour, yuca. There's all kinds of ways to wrap them up. But they're little wrapped up and folded, baked or fried, filled with anything, meat, savory, sweet. She's going to do Southern-inspired empanadas with ham and pimento cheese inside. Wow. So Sandra's got us covered with a new Southern Latino table. And there's still more. We'll keep adding. So check the website. We're going to keep filling it out a little bit more. You will be glad you came, and you won't go home hungry.
And say the website again.
It is www.ledamenc, and that is L-E-S-D-A-M-E-S-N-C.com.
Okay, and we'll repeat that again later.
Great.
So that everyone will know exactly what that is. There's a rumor around here that there are going to be some great prizes at this event. So let's talk about that.
Yes.
Sarah knows about that.
Who knows about that, Sarah?
Yeah, we have some great prizes. We really dug down and asked every of our members for some things that could help raise some more money for our organization. One of them is a trip to Las Vegas with a hotel room, dinner, tickets to a show. You know, who wouldn't want to go to Las Vegas for the weekend? A couple others we have.
Because
there's
Stephanie.
A story behind yeah. that prize.
Okay. We won't go into that. People don't need to know everything.
We have a couple of night stays. One is in Duck with a gift certificate to the Blue Point Restaurant and a night stay at the Sanderling Resort. Another one is Farrington Inn Package right here in Chapel Hill and a dinner included. We have gift baskets from a bunch of the local food purveyors around here. Crook's Corner has been generous and have given us a gift certificate. And we have a really great one. It's a special event with Vivian Howard and her new restaurant in Wilmington.
And these are off of a raffle. Is this right?
Yes.
Right. So how does the raffle work? Who knows that?
So the raffle, yeah. Raffle tickets are $10 each. And you can buy one or you could buy 200 of them.
Your chances go up when you do that 200.
But you don't have to be present to win.
You do not have to be present to win. You can purchase raffle tickets from any LaDom member. You can get in contact with us through our website or on Facebook. LaDom's NC is the Facebook page. So you can get in contact with us a few different ways, and we'll make sure you get a raffle ticket or two. They're $10 a piece. You don't have to be present to win.
And you can get them at the door. I mean, what?
And you'll be able to buy. You'll be able to purchase them the night of April 6th at 6:30 at Root Cellar as well.
And besides Facebook, there's Instagram and Twitter. I assume you could reach out that
yes.
way if you really want to get the.
If you really want to get a raffle ticket prior to, we'll be doing drawings all through the evening of the event, and so all of the prizes will be raffled off that evening. And we'll be if you're not there, you're going to miss a real treat. But if you want to support us and aren't able to come. Purchase a few raffle tickets, and it is a great way to support LaDom's NC, as well as the Interfaith Food Shuttle, which we will be partnering with and supporting with raising money for through this event. It is a fundraiser, and the funds raised will in part go to Interfaith Food Shuttle. They do a lot of wonderful work in supporting and helping and feeding the community. And at the base of what we do as culinarians, that is what we do. It is the most humbling thing. I firmly believe it's the most humbling thing you can do is to feed someone. Mm-hmm. It is fun. It is festive. It can be hard work. But at the end of the day, if you can put a plate of food, a box of food in front of someone, you help them sustain life. And what is more humbling and what is more precious than that?
Well, and the Interfaith Food Shuttle comes in, so we have the honor of feeding people who come into our restaurants, and they have the option of buying it.
Yeah.
Right? But so this organization, Interfaith, steps in where people can't do that. So they're serving the hungry.
They serve the seniors. They have a huge population, over 65 that they serve. They also serve, reach out to a big chunk of over 100,000 kids in the community that are in need of just the basic food nutritions every day. They have a backpack program where they send food home for the weekend with the kids. They have lunch programs. They have it's an interfaith food shuttle. They actually go out into the community and meet the need where and who it is and gives it away. You know, and they can't continue to do that without support. And more life tells us that we as a community have to take care of each other, because big brother or big sister is not there. And we really have to dig in, dig deep, and make sure that, because we are our brothers and our sisters' keeper, and we have to do our piece. And so this is the first of hopefully many events and opportunities that we'll be able to reach back and give back to the community through a partnered organization like Interfaith Food Shuttle.
I think that's something that is meaningful to us as with this organization. As we said, it's not for people starting out. It's for people who are have been in the food business, women who've been in the food business on some level, caterers, chefs, food writers, food producers, farmers. And we've come to a point where we know we love it. We know we're in it for the long haul. And we've all benefited so much along the way. And
Nancy, we have to take a break. I know you're having a great moment.
I can preach
we'll
when we
right
come back.
We'll get right back to it in just a minute.
Have a banana, Hannah.
Hannah.
Try the salami, Tommy.
Oh, Tommy.
Here with the gravy, David.
David.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
This is Say Yes to the Chef. I am Kelly Taylor with my co-host Janice S. Scott. And if you're just joining us today, we're talking about La Dame's d'Escoffier and their very first inaugural event, which we don't, does it have a name? I'm not
Dames
sure
in the Kitchen.
Dames in the Kitchen.
Oh, seven or Dames in the Kitchen.
Or Doms.
Or Doms.
Doms, yes.
Taste
sorry.
Of North Carolina.
Yes. Taste of there North Carolina, yeah.
See what happens when you get a bunch of women in the room. Everybody's going to have a different thing, and we're all going to talk for a long time. I will say that in between our breaks, it's hard to come back because we have a good discussion, and that's what you'll find going when you come to the dinner, because we do want to talk a little bit about the format. But before we left, we were just rudely cutting off Nancy so that we could take our break. But we were talking about this benefit going to Interfaith Food Shuttle and why that meets sort of the mission of La Dame d'Escoffier.
I mean, one of our committees as we organized, one is the philanthropy committee, and we looked at, you know, who we are and what kind of things we want to support. And we came up with three areas. One is hunger and food security. Another is culinary education, the culinary education of women and giving women an opportunities in the food business. And kids and food, whether that's growing gardens or making sure they've got that backpack on the weekend. And the Interfaith Food Shuttle is just right on the money for hunger and food security issues. And they work with kids. And I believe they also even have a restaurant training program. So, mm-hmm. you know, those areas are ones that we as a group said, these are ways that any one of us can only do a little of this or a little of that. But together, how do we make a difference in those areas?
I have a controversial question that just popped in my head when you were talking. So why do we need something just for women? Why do we need this? Why do we have to have something that supports just women in culinary?
It's still very male-dominated. I don't care yep. what they say, or I don't care how many of those bright faces you have on the Food Network or whatever. In the real world, in the real industry, it's a male-dominated business. Mm-hmm. And so whatever support you can get, whatever edge you can get, we need to take it. Mm-hmm. And so we need to be there for each other, because so many of us hit that glass ceiling. And the way Viviane and I avoided that was to open our own restaurant. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that's what you have to do. So you have to kind of circumvent that kind of male dominance. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, there's room for everyone. Apparently, we're the only ones that know that. You know? So, yeah, so it's very important that we continue to support each other as much as can, as much as we can.
Right. It's proactive and positive of saying mm-hmm. it's like, let's all get together and see how we can help each other move up.
Exactly.
Right. Well, let's get back to the event that you're doing. And Sarah from Root Cellar, tell us what the format's all about. How is this going to actually happen?
So if you've ever been to the Root Cellar, we are a large warehouse-style space. With movable tables and things like that. And one of the thoughts was that we were going to have a few of the chefs out front cooking their food or having their food and serving you. and then also a few of us in the back doing past hors d'oeuvres. So it'll be moving. There will be a dessert table. There will be, you know, mingling. We really want people to mingle. We don't want you to sit at a table and just talk to whoever you came with. We want you to walk around. We want you to interact with, you know, whoever comes from other restaurants or the chefs that are going to be there from the Doms. We just really want it to be friendly and open.
Okay, so the date again and the times.
It is August 6th at
April.
Sorry. April 6th.
And what day of the week?
It is a Thursday.
Thursday.
And it starts at 6:30.
Okay.
And it is at 750 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill.
And there are about, how many people did you say were cooking? Seven?
Seven women are cooking.
Seven women are cooking. Do you want to go through that very quickly, Dancy, and just review with us who they are?
Yes. Spring Council of Mama Dip's Kitchen in Chapel Hill. Sarah Cooney, who just spoke, the chef proprietor of the Root Cellar Cafe. Sandra Gutierrez, who's in Cary. She's a cookbook author and cooking instructor. Rhonda Jones, right beside me here, with Chez Moi Bakery and Food Truck on the road and in your town. Jill Santalucia, who's the proprietor of the fabulous Catering Works in Raleigh, and she hosted a wonderful meeting for us a few months back. Nancy McDermott, that's me, cookbook author, cooking teacher. And Stephanie Tyson and Vivian Joyner, who are the front and back of the house, the chef owners of Sweet Potatoes Restaurant in Winston-Salem, and they are fixing to open their Miss Aura's Kitchen, which is going to have Stephanie's family's famous fried chicken. It's going to be a feast.
So quickly, where is your restaurant located in Winston-Salem?
Sweet Potatoes, the restaurant, is in the Arts District of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We're right in the heart of downtown Winston-Salem. Our current address is 529 North Trade Street, but we're moving in about 2 months. So our new address will be 607 Trade Street. And Miss Aura's Kitchen will be right next door at 603 Trade Street in Winston-Salem.
So what will be the difference between those two?
Sweet Potatoes, our restaurant has been in existence for just over 14 years, and we are a full-service, casual dining, serving lunch and dinner. We do a Sunday brunch. We have a great wine list and some really neat craft cocktails. Miss Aura's Kitchen is just a little fried chicken joint.
All right.
So you'll
pan fried chicken.
The real deal.
That's the difference. We'll be doing pan fried chicken. So it may take a little bit longer, but I think it'll be worth it.
And you said that Sweet Potatoes is casual, but it's also, there's a relaxed atmosphere that makes it casual, but it is elegant, it's beautiful. The walls are the color of sweet potatoes, and they're full of art, and there's music, and it's both elegant and easy at the same time.
Thank you.
And we know that there are some sponsors, some people who are helping you out with this event. So who are they?
Well, give a good shout out to one of our purveyors, Cisco Foods, is donating some pork. It's very important. I believe U.S. Foods,
yep,
also, and one of the local farmers.
Open Door Farms. Mm-hmm. We get our sweet potatoes and microgreens from them. And then the beef is coming from Mills Family Farm down in Charlotte area.
And the Department of Agriculture.
Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's just generosity in the food business is a hallmark, and yes, we benefit from that already.
That's great. Well, I think there are a lot of other chefs that are working behind the scene and a lot of other members in the organization that aren't here today.
Right.
What is our final count on how many members we have in the North Carolina chapter? Do you know, Vivian?
The final count, it is a moving target. But right now we have about 43 current members in the North Carolina chapter, and we have membership enrollment, or is that how we would put it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a membership drive going right now that will close out in the next week or so. And so we'll probably be around 60 by the end of 2017.
And if anyone's interested, you can go to our website, which is LaDoms. And what is our website, everybody?
It is www.ledoms.com. North Carolina, NC, NC.com.
Because there's a description on who makes up the organization, mm-hmm. and I think it's interesting for people to go see that the strength of the women in the organization and really the contribution of women in North Carolina that aren't getting necessarily all the recognition, but there are a lot of really strong women in food in Absolutely. North Carolina. And we've got a lot of them in our organization. So we're very grateful. I think I feel like Stephanie was saying, very honored to be a part of the organization with the women that are in it. And I'm really appreciative of all of you coming together and putting all your time and effort into this event. We do hope people will come. It's for a great cause, Interfaith Food Shuttle, which, of course, meets our needs for philanthropy.
But tickets through.
We can buy tickets at our website, which we'll now have to repeat again because I've already forgotten. But I think it's www.ledamsnc.com. And if, for those who don't speak French, Les is L-E-S.
Thank you. Thank you.
Doms is D-A-M-E-S. Right. So N-C.
And N-C is N-C.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. Five of you here around this table. And it's been absolutely delightful. Please like us on our Facebook page, Yes to the Chef. And for more information and to listen to previous podcasts of this program, be sure to visit our website, www.yestothechef.com. Happy cooking, Kelly.
Happy cooking, Janice. Happy cooking, y'all.
And happy cooking to everyone.